Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What about you physically is different from most people? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Well, I figured I would talk about what my wife calls fugly feet.
Fugly feet. Oh, it's so nice of her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. It's excellent. Considering that my son has it, my dad has it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, does she get mad at you when your son's born, and she's like, you pass it on your damn feet, Justin?
Funny enough, yeah. She like, looked at it, she, like, when she was, like, getting, like, checked out and whatnot, she's like, dude, he has your feet.
Yep.
I was like, yep, good deal. It's mine.
So, what makes your feet fugly?
So, my big toe is about twice the size of someone's thumb.
With or like?
That's huge.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a big freaking toe. Like, I could probably put a silver dollar for my toenail.
Damn.
Okay.
And then I got a space in between my big toe to my other toes where I could put a whole nother toe.
Really?
You have a gap?
Yeah.
Now, did you know that this was ugly?
It's like a huge, huge gap.
Did you know this was ugly or weird? Because, look, however you're born, that's what you know. So did you start noticing other people's feet, or was your wife or a previous girlfriend the ones to bring it up?
Funny enough, my wife brought it up because growing up, like my dad had it, our toes are also a little bit longer, so they're like almost little fingers. So I can pick stuff up pretty easily with my toes. I thought it was a pretty cool little party trick. So I pick up like beer cans and like all the other stuff with my toes. And all of a sudden, yeah, my wife, like the first week that we were dating, she was like, what the F is up with your feet?
Well, the position of flip-flops, your toes would technically hang off of the front of the shoe, right?
Oh, so with flip-flops, I can't do flip-flops. If I do, I have to, like, grab the flip-flop with my toes every time I lift it up.
Right. Yep.
Well,
and it's literally, like, I don't know. I would need, like, an extra, extra wide band. I got to do, like, slides or something like that because, yeah, flip-flops don't usually work. Actually, dad sandals have been, like, my favorite.
Yep, I would think so, man. But you got to do what works, right? There's no chance of flip-flops staying on your foot, so why bother?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I can launch a flip-flop pretty far when I'm walking accidentally. That's why I'm not wearing them. I was like,
A question came in over the text
that
line.
That would be bad. They keep flying off your feet.
Do you need special shoes, right? So we're just going to the store. You just want to grab a pair of Nikes. Like, do you have to get extra wide to get them slightly longer?
So I have size 13 feet, and what usually works well for me has been extra wide, but, like, my heel is not extra wide, so there's a little bit of wiggle room back there. But, yeah, like, my foot, like, it's extremely wide up at the front.
New Balance, pretty good with that.
Yeah. DCs have been, like, DCs and Doc Martens have been, like, my best friend. Those have been phenomenally.
Okay. You're really not a 13. It's just the fact that your toes right. are twice as long as normal people's toes. I mean, like, you're really, like,
an 11.
Maybe a 12. Or right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's basically just I need way more toe room than, like, necessary. So, like, I'd say, like, a fifth of my foot is toes.
It's still how you measure a foot, though, right?
Yeah.
Heel to toe.
Yeah, it is.
Now, do you have weird fingers? Or any other strange abnormalities, like, with your appendages?
Not really. everything else is pretty much, except for, I let you guys know, like, a couple months ago, I think you guys were talking about something weird, and I'm a 6'3 with a 30-inch inseam.
Oh, right. So you're just a beam pole, basically.
Wow, that's squatty.
No, inseam. That's
squatty. Inseam, right.
Yeah,
okay,
not,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
you
my
would
bad.
Be 34, maybe.
Right, I'm 34, yeah.
34,
yeah.
Probably.
I'm 34,
like
34,
so
exactly.
So when you're 6'3",
wow, dude.
He's only an inch shorter than you,
so, yeah,
but you got to play, take that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a 38-30.
So you're all torso.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. You look like Barney Rubble.
But he's tall.
I could probably push that car pretty freaking fast, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
I guess so.
Like, think of Matt Tack, but taller.
Yeah, Matt Tack, 6 foot tall. Yeah. We couldn't figure it out for years. By the way, this is a quick text that came in. My period farts don't smell. Swear to God. That's why I can tell when my period will start soon. My farts stop smelling. Furthermore, my husband can confirm both of these things. My farts don't smell when my husband is around. It's like they're scared to smell.
What about you? Physically, it's different from most people. 206-803.
How much is she farting around the house just constantly?
Enough to know, Ted.
Enough that, like, you'd be like, oh, I must be starting the cycle.
Oh, here it comes. I don't smell anything.
Or no, she's ripping them.
Hello, Evan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Bertola.
Hola.
Happy Tuesday, gentlemen. So just to take it back to that last caller, I'm 6'5", and I have a 32-inch inseam.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah, but why I called was because I wear a size 8 hat, so I got a giant dome.
That is big.
You got a big-ass head.
I'm 7 5/8, and people think I got a big head.
Has your head always been big?
My head has always been big ever since, I mean, probably high school. I started buying fitted hats.
You have to, because the snapbacks, you'll only have one little ring in.
Right.
But also, Yeah.
Not even.
Huh. You know, they make hats for snapbacks that are bigger, so you can get, like, a few on there.
I haven't seen any.
I get them in my Instagram all the time, because my snapbacks are on 3. I have a couple hats where it goes to 2, and I'm like, ah, that looks weird.
Right.
I feel like 3 you could pull off.
So buying hats for you is no fun.
I see how big your head is by looking at you?
No, because, so like I said, I'm 6'5", I'm 350, and it just looks normal, but
it's not.
Once I put my hat on your head, then you'll know.
Okay. What size did you say your fit it was again?
8.
An 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Ah, look who it is, Terry Daly, Steve Biggs from the Daily Biggs Morning Show. Yes.
Greetings.
What's happening?
You know, just another beautiful day in the PNW. The sun is shining. I have fresh, unexpired sunscreen that I've made a purchase of.
Unexpired.
I'm excited about it.
First day of spring. Is today the first day
of
spring?
It is.
Oh, my.
Free ice cream from Dairy Queen.
All right.
For real?
That's what they say. Yeah.
Wait, what's the catch, man?
I don't know.
Probably
like a
small cone. Yeah.
That's fine.
You probably have to get their app.
If I'm going, I'm getting it.
Yes.
That's always
the shtick.
I'm done with apps, man.
There are two foods it's hard for me to watch a grown man eat. One is a banana. The other is soft serve ice cream.
What's wrong with soft serve? Banana, I understand.
There's just something about that tongue rolling around. It's
what's
a little unsettling. Just don't make eye contact.
Unsettling? Okay.
That's the only way to eat it.
Promising for a woman.
Maybe.
I follow her around all morning. Eating a banana and just staring at
us. I saw you, Taryn. I know you don't pay attention to what's going on here. You have a big box in the lobby.
I do have a big box.
In the lobby.
It had a chair in it.
Oh, a chair?
A whole chair.
Why did you get a chair?
Because I do fundraising for the MS Society, and last year I raised enough money to be gifted an awesome chair. It's like a camping chair.
There are no pedals on that chair, though.
So cool.
You do a lot of work and you get a chair.
It's a dope chair. It's like a Coleman camping chair. With armrests and everything.
It's very, very comfortable.
Are you
it's
using sturdy. It in the studio now?
It might be my new studio chair.
You already did the ride, right?
No.
When is that?
It's coming up in September.
Oh, so it's a ways away.
Yeah, it's like the 7th and 8th of September.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Rock of Metallica.
Big time, Steve.
That's right.
You have a special chair in the studio.
Yeah, right?
I know. She's got her own throne.
Now, we've all done karaoke.
Yes.
traditional easy, karaoke, Mike. Easy.
One time in college.
Are we still talking about ice cream?
No. No, we are. And I guess the guy that invented karaoke has died. He was a Japanese businessman. His name was
go ahead.
Nagishi. Shigechi Nagishi. He was 100 years old.
That's exactly how I said it.
How would you say
introduce himself?
Well, if you slip, it doesn't matter.
That's how I'm thinking. Shigechi Nagishi.
Okay, all right.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Three times I don't know fast, if I go. Said it right.
But either way, this guy's 100 years old, and he invented karaoke.
Thanks, dude.
Some people can do karaoke, others can't. I've been to a couple bars in Renton where I thought I was like at a professional singing competition. You know, just some people go up there and they live for it. They dress, they put on the attire, they know the songs.
I had an ex, her sister's husband was a big time like pro karaoke singer, but he would sing all those sad songs. I was like, I'd much rather hear the drunk person singing.
Why do people do that?
Right.
We're at a bar trying to have a good time, and you're singing because you got some issues going on.
Some sad Celine Dion song.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This guy comes up, man. He's got like a sequence jacket on. He just grabs the microphone and starts walking around. He's not even looking at the teleprompter. He knows every single word to this song, and he knows what he's going to do next, and he's still just singing to the audience.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's in his living room 5 nights a week coming up with this routine. It's impressive stuff. But today...
Is it?
I mean, I don't know. It's fascinating.
How do you feel about it? It's getting the impression you don't find it impressive.
I was kind of wigged out by it. I thought it was really weird.
What does he do when he gets home after he does that? That he's like, I crushed it tonight.
You know he does. You know he does.
Steve and I got kicked out of a bar one night because we couldn't stop laughing at the guy.
We can't even tell you why. Not on air. Jesus, God. And he wouldn't stop singing, man.
Yeah.
He just kept going on and on and on. We started laughing. Then the bartender figured out what we're laughing about. So she started laughing, and she said, look, I have to throw you guys out because I can't stop laughing. Yeah, that's the only time I've been thrown out of a bar.
He just walked up like, now, in Disney. I'm like, oh, here we go. He's going to do it his way. He's going to do it his way.
One after the other.
Right. So,
did he strike you as somebody that's been doing it his way?
In a way, yes.
Yes, sir. So, good news, if you cannot sing and you're terrible at it, we have 10 songs that are actually the best karaoke songs.
Are they instrumentals?
For people who cannot sing karaoke.
Number 10. When I see your
face. Why is this one?
I don't know, man.
You don't want to hear me sing this.
Maybe trying to pick up chicks at the bar?
It just doesn't seem like an easy song to sing.
I don't know. The authorities might be called if you get stare at a girl while singing this and you sing it poorly.
Well, romantic.
That's one thing I told you earlier. I was like, man, I just, this list, I don't think I can do any of this stuff.
I can't do this.
I could not do this. There's no chance.
Who is this?
Anyway? Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, everyone covers him.
10 best karaoke songs.
Number 9.
Standing on your mama's porch. Yeah, maybe.
But you got to get someone in there to do the harmonies with you.
I think it's one of those deals where it's not that this voice is bad you're hearing now, but if you're singing the song, you're probably drunk.
Fun fact, Aaron, this song is not about the summer of 1969.
What's it about?
Do the math.
Eating ice cream.
He even says this.
Bananas.
Oh, it was the summer of 16. Yeah. He's celebrating a summer where he discovered your club, Migs. Because when you look at the year he's born, he'd have been like 2 years old.
Right, so there's no way.
Someone asked him about it, and he straight up was like, yeah, man, we're the beast with two backs,
he was like
brother.
This. You didn't get it?
Dude.
He said, come on.
Nothing more awkward than leaving a grocery store and the cashier realizes who I am, and they yell, yo, Migs, 69, bro. my wife's like, what the hell? I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Man, you could really do that as your finishing move, you know? I could picture what it would look like.
It's time for the 69.
You smother him, you know what I mean?
Brother.
Eight, number eight.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
No way.
Come on.
That's chance.
I mean, no one in their right mind should be trying to sing Freddie Mercury songs at all. But this one's at least a good crowd involvement song. Yes. I'd get fired up if someone was singing this.
The part they get involved in, you're not singing. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't Adam Lambert win American Idol? And isn't he the guy? I mean,
he is the guy.
So obviously he can sing.
Right.
This is not easy to sing.
He can.
Yeah, Jeff and Bar and Tequila is not getting the gig opening.
No. Jeff. Ten best karaoke songs for people who can't sing.
Number 7.
Why now go?
Come on.
Just turn around now.
I've heard this song in karaoke like 1,000 times. and it's god awful every time. Because no one can sing like her.
But she's going through a breakup, so it's an opportunity.
I know why she's singing it, Ted. Got tears in her eyes.
There might be passion up there, but I don't think you can sing Gloria Gaynor.
A song about liberation.
A song about vodka sodas.
These are the 10 best karaoke songs for people who can't sing.
Six. Number six. You are the dancing queen.
I would walk
hard
out.
Pass. Okay, first
out.
Of all, don't. Even if you can sing, don't do this song.
This is Mike and I saw.
Yeah, right. For each other?
Yep, we duo it. Right. I'm Ab and he's
Buh. I always thought, Buh. Yeah, Mike's more of a Buh kind of guy.
Yeah. 10 best karaoke songs for people who can't sing.
Number 5.
Tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, I mean, what you really, really want.
This was doable.
Okay. It's getting, yeah.
You can just say zig a zig ah. That's pretty cool.
You know what I want? I want you to shut up.
Yeah.
That's what we want. What I really, really want is for you to stop singing
really,
this song.
You need to spice up your life.
I do.
You do.
What did I miss?
The Spice Girl. Spice up your life.
Oh, this is Spice Girl?
Yeah.
All right, dude. Honestly, like, I've heard the song forever. Never knew it was the Spice Girl.
The more I watch the misheard lyrics, I think I could do Kickstart My Heart.
Oh, I could do that.
Right. Defense to him.
Hi-ya.
Number 4. Left Shack, baby.
All right. Yeah.
This one I
love. Left Shack, baby. Yeah. This dude has been getting away with this for decades, right? Like, these chicks can sing, and they're like, I'll join the band. And everything I do is like this. I don't actually sing.
He's just yelling.
Excited. I love this song.
I think he is the best kid in music. I'll just go out and have a fun time.
Rock club style.
Right. It's the party I want to go to.
Number 3.
Oh, come on.
No.
Don't even try.
Do some karaoke jocks, KJs as they call them,
KJs.
Do they have like a blacklist of songs? Like, you're not allowed to sing this? I feel like pretty much any Journey should be on that list.
Would you do that if you host karaoke?
Yes.
Like, look, I know you want to sing
the song.
Did
you do it? You host it.
I never hosted karaoke.
Oh, I thought you did.
Just trivia.
Hey, fun fact, Steve Perry can't sing this song.
No.
I know, right?
I mean, come on. These are the 10 best karaoke songs for people who can't sing.
Number 2.
You're not gonna sing it well. Yeah. This is also just a good bar sing-along.
It is.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's you, man.
If you sing this song.
Jersey Shore, PA, Maryland.
Hell yeah.
Everybody gets drunk and
sings. Bon Jovi canceled his tour. You know why? He can't sing this song. Oh.
Yeah, I could sing like current John Bon Jovi.
Right. Sure. Right.
Oh, wow.
Prove it.
Maybe we should do that. Instead of doing like Pain in the Grass or something, we should do like, all right, we don't think you can sing any more karaoke. So we get Vince Neil up there.
Uh-huh.
You get John Bon Jovi. Oh. Axl Rose, all these people blown to like, this is your song that you sang, and go.
10 best karaoke songs for people who can't sing. We made it to number 1.
Number 1.
Sweet of course.
This is another one I get upset, even when it comes on the jukebox.
Right. I thought that list was harder than normal. I thought it should have been like songs like Tequila.
That's what I thought.
Tequila would be great.
Just the easiest ones of all.
Other than... Rock Lobster Man, B-52s. If you're a dude, that's the band you want to sing.
Okay. Tara Daly, Steve Miggs, you guys have tickets all this week to see Slash.
We do. And Weezer.
They don't give us anything.
No, we're making it rain tickets over here.
It sounds like a bad cop drama. Slash and Weezer.
I want tickets to ELO. You see that show's coming to town?
Is it ELO or is it Jeff Lynne?
How about Hootie and the Blowfish? We give away Hootie and the Blowfish.
I mean, I'm going either way.
Okay, just saying.
Hootie's coming?
Yeah.
July 20th, Hootie descends by the Pacific Northwest. Wait, we got Hootie coming? We got Limp Bizkit coming?
We can have Hootie Week with Ted.
Oh,
yeah. Get your Hootie on.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Shout out to Dave's coming up. You are listening to The Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
A long stuffed animal that was recently found in a rest stop in eastern Iowa has found its way home, making one youngster in central Iowa a very, very happy boy. The father, Sean Downey, said, quote, "I didn't think Pup-Pup would ever be back. I thought Pup-Pup was gone forever." The reunion ended an 11-day saga that put a spotlight on Iowa Nice and the kindness of strangers.
11 days is a long time.
Downey's 4-year-old son John and Pup-Pup have been together since his birth. They are practically inseparable. Well, while driving to Cedar Rapids for a birthday party, Downey said everyone in his car needed to use the bathroom. They pull over at the next rest stop. When John got in there, apparently he had taken Pup-Pup with him. So once arriving at the party, John asked, "Where's Pup-Pup?" Downey searched his car, his friends' vehicles, bags, everything, came up with nothing. Well, the worried father prayed on the way home and hoped that Pup-Pup did not begin the trip with him. He tore apart his house from corner to corner, still missing, and Downey thought, that's it for good. What he didn't know was anything to tell his son regarding the whereabouts of his beloved friend. But fortunately, as Downey put it, it is truly an indescribable feeling when a complete stranger goes above and beyond to make sure a child is reunited with his lost toy. As Katie Hoppner found Pup-Pup hours later at the Williamsburg rest stop, where he was sitting near a bathroom sink. For a handful of days, they were together. She called Pup-Pup George. Well, Hopper crafted a Facebook post that night detailing how she came across Pup-Pup and how she decided to rescue him. She asked for the public help in finding the toy's rightful owner. She knew that it's like losing your best friend because her family had been in the same boat before. When you get it back, it's more tears and excitement to see it again. So her post went pretty viral in a hurry, accumulating more than 50,000 shares and thousands of comments across the U.S. It's amazing how much support it's gotten. Additionally, the mother of two picture highlights Pup-Pup's voyage with his new pals, like going through a car wash, drinking a Starbucks Frappuccino,
getting kicked out of the bar,
and enjoying cuddles before bed. My kids are up for the shenanigans. This has been kind of an adventure for them as well. Well, Deborah Fox Grimes, John's teacher at Two For You Child Care and Preschool, saw the post about the missing stuffed animal on her social media timeline. She knew right away the stuffed animal was John's missing Pup-Pup as he brought it to preschool
all the
time. So they basically said, hey, I think we know who the owner is. She also watched a video that promotes feel-good stories and positive news, and that was on there as well. And she knew right away the viral stuffed animal was the missing Pup-Pup. It was a match. So she boxed up Pup-Pup and had it fast shipped to Grimes' home. And John is now a happy boy. Our question, what was your or your kid's comfort item or favorite toy? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of quick texts here, and both of them deal with fear, all right? So I used to have to sleep with a glass of water by my bed. Why? So I could melt the Wicked Witch of the West. The Wizard of Oz scared the living S out of me. All right, so that became your comfort.
Okay.
A glass of water. And this one, I used to have a My Buddy doll. You remember those?
My buddy.
I don't know what it looks like. Well, you're about to find out. I used to have a My Buddy doll as a kid. But once the Chucky movie came out, I tossed that SOB.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like Chucky, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy, yeah.
Right, you remember him?
My buddy.
Yeah.
I can see how Chucky could ruin that for you, brother. Yeah. That thing would have been long gone. Guess who it is, Ted?
James, too?
James, welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
First, my childhood toy, I will first say I loved it when I got it, but it ended up traumatizing me to the point where we had to throw it away.
What was it, man?
It was one of those creepy Teddy Roxpins from the early 90s.
Oh, man, that was like the height of technology, the first talking stuffed bear. Mm-hmm. We found out my buddy's little brother had one, and I didn't realize how it worked. And my buddy goes, hey, man, you realize it's just a cassette tape. So at that time, Number of the Beast from Iron Maiden had come out. So I remember we would put the tape of Iron Maiden in there, and it was kind of cool because his mouth moves just because of sound. So Bruce Dickinson singing, but really it was Teddy Ruxpin singing to us.
Interesting.
The mouth moving and the eyes, you know, that kind of like went side to side or whatever it was, that ended up traumatizing me because the speaker on it ended up breaking.
All right.
And my brother thought it would be an awesome idea to put a tape in and play it right before I went to sleep. So you couldn't hear anything, but his eyes and his mouth started moving when I had my nightlight going. So I ended up being traumatized from that thing, and I couldn't sleep. I had to sleep with my mom. I think I was maybe like 6 or 7 years old. I had to sleep with my parents for about 3 or 4 nights, my mom told me. And she ended up throwing it away because she was tired of me sleeping in their bed.
Yeah, that is how you solve it. Hey, man, look, years ago, it was my daughter's first Christmas, so she would have been about 6 weeks old. And she doesn't know what any of the toys are. But Christmas Eve, she's in bed, my wife's asleep. I'm downstairs watching TV. We got the little Christmas tree, and one of the toys, I think it was a dog or something. Anyway, I'm just kind of looking at all these toys. This is the first time I have bought toys from a child of mine for Christmas. You're feeling kind of good about yourself. So I'm looking at this dog, which I had seen for like the last 2 weeks. Dog's looking back at me, and then this thing winked at me. And I about lost my ass, woke my wife up, and said, we're getting rid of the goddamn dog. Frickin' thing's possessed. She's like, dude, it's supposed to blink. I'm like, I did not know this. I have every time I've seen it for 2 weeks, it never did it. So I'm just looking at it, and I see this, Miles. And I was like, nope, we're getting rid of it. So that's how black people respond to anything supernatural. Get rid of it, leave the house, burn it to
the ground.
Sell
the house.
Yeah, that's it. That show was a
sprint away.
Yeah, leave. That's how you
ever seen the original David Blaine, one of the original David Blaine like videos he put out?
I don't know. What did he do on it?
So he, you know, like David Blaine, he's
he'll
famous.
Float and all that kind
right,
of thing.
Right, so the floating stuff. So it's basically him.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Just going around the different neighborhoods in America. But there's obviously a scene. I want to say he's in L.A., probably like South Central.
Yeah.
But he's like levitating and stuff. And I mean, they everybody's just losing it.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I grew up in PG County, but I've got to with black people on this one. Like, when I watch him, I'm like,
well, you don't watch horror movies.
He is the devil.
Yeah. So leave.
Yeah,
these problems could be like The Exorcist, right? Girl's tied to the bed, and at one point the priest says something like, you know, to prove you, like, untie yourself from the bed. And it's like, that would be with a vulgar display of power, right? That's the line.
All right.
And I'm like, so he's not going to untie himself. So if we leave, the girl, I'm out.
Look, yeah.
We have to physically go to his bedroom for this S to go down. Mm-hmm. And you keep choosing to go there. People are getting thrown out of windows or getting their neck snapped, right? She's saying awful things about people. She's puking blood. Her head spins around. Don't go there. If that's where the issue, like, stop going in the bedroom, man. How hard is this?
You're right, Miles. Jeez. I still don't watch scary movies.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now listen, you go to the grocery store, you go to one of these convenience stores, maybe even a Handy Mart. And for a change, you're not looking for a Men's Room, six-pack of Men's Room IPA for Black Raven Brewing. You actually want just a regular non-alcoholic beverage.
So you non-alcoholic.
You got choices to make. You got sodas, you got teas, you got coffee drinks or whatever. But eat this, not that, ranked the 25 unhealthiest drinks on the planet.
Oh, boy.
They ranked them on how much based on how much sugar they have You probably drink a few of these because you think you're being healthy, but there's surprises on here that will kind of, I get it. They're marketed very healthy. Some of them on the list make perfect sense. Some of them you're like, Jesus.
Okay.
Number 10 on the list. And I love this one on a Sunday afternoon. Arizona green tea. It's got 42 grams of sugar. That's 11 grams less than their sweet tea, but it's still a lot. Pepsi is next at 41 grams.
Just a regular Pepsi.
Correct. And that's kind of weird, too, because I do that. Like, we're not going to get sweet tea. I'll get green tea. And it's like, yeah.
Now, do they advertise it as healthy, or do they do what we all know you could do, just say green tea? Because my assumption.
Oh, they just say green tea.
Yeah, like. We're not going to lie to you, but we know you're going to think
they
this
just put
is
a
healthy.
Ton of sugar in it.
Yeah,
is that the one that's got the honey and the ginseng in it?
So there's different ones. This is just their standard green tea.
Gotcha.
You know what? You're right. I think it does say with ginseng,
and
but there's definitely a honey one too.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
I love it. Well, it's green tea with sugar, Mike. Obviously, everybody likes it. Some that didn't make the list that have a ton of sugar that you might think are kind of healthy: vitamin water, ton of sugar.
That's funny.
V8 Splash.
I believe that.
Yeah, well, Splash is kind of more their citrusy
Splash
drink.
Splash tells you, yeah, we've added sugar to whatever this is.
Now, the next two, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but ginger ale has a ton of sugar
in it. Does
it
really?
Yeah. I mean, I think you could go out and find smaller batch, like real ginger ale.
Sure.
For the most part, the stuff we grew
up on.
Talking
about like the Canada Dry, the Seagram's of the world.
Yeah, the ones
just
we
your
drink.
Basic stuff.
And then this one, and I mean, look, people know this now, but it took years. When I was a bartender, people drank vodka tonics, right?
Correct.
The reason most people switched over to vodka sodas, which soda water, is tonic water, even though it tastes like crap, has a ton of sugar. It has as much sugar per ounce as a Yoo-Hoo.
Damn.
I'd rather have the Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, no kidding.
100%. That's why, I mean, honestly, that's why soda water got so much more popular in the early 2000s.
Tonic is so bad, right?
Right, because everybody was, it's got water in it. People didn't think about it. And it's like, dude, at that point, you might as well just have a vodka and
Yoo-hoo.
Whatever. Yeah, that's a wild one. All right, number 9 on the list, Barq's Root Beer. Obviously, that has 44 grams. I don't think you're drinking root beer thinking it's healthy.
Yeah, but I love it. Doggone it, I could have a Barq's all day.
Why not two scoops of vanilla ice cream to top it off
damn
right in there?
Straight, boy.
If you're going in, go in.
The first root beer that was made, Mike, the guy made it. He was trying to find an alternative, something non-alcoholic. The temperance movement is getting huge.
Okay.
He asked, like, one of the main guys in his, I forget what city it is, and he's like, do you like this, like, tonic I came up with? And he's like, this is good. It was like a root juice or something. Mm. And he's like, no man in this town will drink anything called root tea or root juice.
So root
beer became the name.
Huh.
Ginger beer come around the same way, too?
What's that?
Did ginger beer come around the same way, too?
Yeah. They're all trying to find other stuff.
I wondered.
Mountain Dew makes the list. 46 grams of sugar. I don't think anybody's shocked by that. Everybody knows
more
Mountain
than
Dew.
Grape soda or more than orange soda.
Yeah, see, Mountain Dew's up there.
Here's the thing with Mountain Dew. Pour it into a glass and look at it and try to convince yourself that that's healthy. I mean, they don't even play around. They're like, look, it's the color of antifreeze, man. You know what you're doing.
The next one on the list, I know how bad they are for you, but...
You don't care, do you?
Oh, God, they're delicious. Those Starbucks Frappuccinos in the glass bottle with the wide mouth.
Oh, yeah. I know they're awful.
And I don't even think they give me that much energy.
What about, like, the triple shots in the cans? I mean, for, like, a vanilla, caramel...
They still have a ton of stuff in them. And they're technically coffee beverages. I don't think they even count as coffee. But those Frappuccinos are delicious.
They are. They're really
good. I don't think I ever drink one being like, it's healthy and it's giving me energy, though.
Neither of those things happen, but my taste buds are happy.
These are the 25 unhealthiest drinks on the planet. Now, here's where you get a little thing sneaking in on you. Naked Green Machine. So it's a smoothie. Oh,
mm-hmm.
It's the Green Machine. So you're like, oh, this is good for you. And it does have those fruits and vegetables,
yes,
they say, but it
there.
Also has 53 grams of sugar added.
Do they
otherwise,
need to put that in there?
Or yes.
I guess you can't drink it.
When you look at those bottles, right? So you know me. I just look at the color. I see the green one. No chance I'm drinking it. It's just not going to be the flavors I'm going to like. I know they're loaded with sugar, so I'll get the one that's loaded with antioxidants. It's the berry one. It tastes great. As soon as you take a sip, you're like, I believe that all those berries are in here. I also think half a bag of sugar has to be included, man.
Yeah.
The thing is that the green machine also has plenty of fruits that should naturally sweeten it out. You don't need to add the sugar. Yes it's not going to be as sugary delicious as
I think a lot of that sugar comes from the fruit juice.
Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, right. I think this is the sugar they put in there
as
well.
This is
Arizona sweet tea makes the list at 53 grams.
It's called sweet tea.
It's sweet tea. Yeah. There's no sweet tea anywhere that doesn't have a ton of sugar in it. That's what makes sweet tea sweet tea.
Hey.
Again, if you're ever making sweet tea at home, by the way, brew your coffee hot or your tea hot. Add the sugar when it's hot. Stir it in until it dissolves. Then you cool it down. That's the proper way to make a sweet tea at home.
All right.
For all you sweet tea makers.
And look, I'll give them a plug. Chick-fil-A, you can buy a gallon of their sweet tea. Next on the list, Monster Energy Drink. 54 grams of sugar.
I am shocked.
It's an energy drink. It's a Monster.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's shocked.
It's an energy drink, and we named it Monster.
And look, I used to drink a lot of energy drinks. Like, Monster, to me, was always the best-tasting one. But it's like, yeah, you drink the zero-sugar one.
I do.
But, like, the regular Monster, I thought, was the best-tasting one. So, yeah, well, it's got a bunch of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, these are 25 unhealthiest drinks on the planet. Number two on the list, Naked Blue Machine Juice.
I've had that one plenty of times.
Yep. Same company. And then number one on the list, Naked Mighty Mango Juice.
I've had that one.
57 grams of sugar.
So green, blue, and mango. I'll make the top five.
Right. And look, you're not wrong for thinking that. I mean, that's how it's advertised to you.
They show you a picture of the fruits.
And again, those fruits and vegetables, they're not lying, are in there.
And they even show you on the back, right?
Yeah.
How many, like, there's one banana, two cherries. So you read that, and I'm like, all right, this is healthy. I know there's a ton of sugar. That said, still probably healthier, not on the sugar tip, but healthier than half the other things I drink. Because there is zero fruit.
Yeah, and listen, you can really dive in. You got to and not deep dives, but if you dive in a little bit more, you would notice there's a ton of even like protein bars and stuff.
Yeah,
like you might as well just eat a Snickers. Like it's
no, you're right.
Yeah, it's like all right. Now we got some states and their popular cocktails.
All right.
Where should we start? Miles, Thrill, Mike. What state? Not Washington.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. We'll start with Miles. Miles, what do you think West Virginia's favorite three cocktails are?
Mountain Dew.
Jesus. Honestly, for my money, West Virginia's knocking it out of the park.
Really?
Yes.
Jesus. I'll say a margarita.
Vodka
believe
soda.
It or not.
So these are all going to be kind of cocktails. West Virginia starts with the Moscow Mule.
All right, strong.
Right, okay. Probably the cocktail I drink the most. Espresso Martini.
Okay, oh, West Virginia, living in love.
And then a Manhattan.
All right.
Really?
That's not the worst.
That actually is the first time I've ever heard West Virginia in a list come out all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are, I mean, those are three I really like.
We might not be able to do much, but we can drink.
All right.
With class.
Steve the Thrill Hill, you grew up in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a Manhattan or a Martini, right?
Number one on the list is a Manhattan.
Okay, that makes
then
sense.
Then a martini.
All right.
Then an old fashioned.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well,
that
New York State, New York City.
Classy folks.
Mike, we'll switch around to you. You're from Eatem Claw, Washington.
Hit me.
The Cosmopolitan.
Does not shock me.
Really?
There's a lot of bars around here that can nail a really good Cosmo.
Okay.
The Manhattan.
Yeah, okay.
And then the martini.
Okay. Let's go.
Do you drink any of those, Mike?
What is in a Manhattan?
A Manhattan
rats
is,
and old pizza.
What is it? It's bourbon.
I'm not sure. To be
is it just
with
bourbon
it.
And because a martini is gin and vermouth, so it might just be bourbon and vermouth. Honestly, Manhattan's pretty simple.
Just based on geography and how different life is. How about Florida? Do they do anything that's more, you know, like rum based?
All right, let's go to Florida.
So real quick, a Manhattan. It's a whiskey base. Which uses dry vermouth and maraschino liqueur in place of the Manhattan sweet vermouth.
Yeah, it always has a cherry.
Oh, that's a Brooklyn cocktail.
Florida, number one, the Manhattan. Number two, the margarita.
It is a margarita.
Yep, Come on down to Margaritaville.
All right.
And then number three on their list was an old fashioned. I'll say Maryland. Now, funny, Maryland, you got to remember, between the Chesapeake Bay and the shoreline, a lot of beach kind of bars and stuff. Number one, margarita.
Yep.
Number
Mojito?
Two. Number two was the Manhattan, then the Cosmo.
All right. How about Hawaii? Just based on the fact that they're out there.
Ooh, that's
okay. I had a conversation about this drink last night.
Blue Hawaiian?
No, it's a very colorful drink.
Often, Pina colada.
Often served in the morning at brunch. I just don't like the flavor of this liqueur.
The mint julep?
Aerial spritz.
That's number one.
That's number one.
Damn. Huh.
then the Mai Tai, and then a bee's knees.
I don't even know what's in
there. I forgot to look it up. I've had a bee's knees. It's a delicious cocktail. It doesn't involve a ton of different stuff.
Is it fruity?
One more for me. Alaska. Just because, again, geographic proximity. Is it Yukon Jack and something else?
Cosmopolitan, bee's knees, the Manhattan.
So a bee's knees, you get 2 ounces of gin, 3/4 of an ounce of lemon juice freshly squeezed, 1/2 ounce of honey, and then a garnish lemon twist.
Okay.
Some of these are a little wild, too. Like for Georgia, their number one cocktail was a Negroni. Yeah, I just don't see a lot of Georgia college fans being like, come over here, man. We got Negronis. Gross.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Connect with The Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
James Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Inside, I feel like the beast.
Hello, Malcolm. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Don't make
Malcolm
him angry.
Malcolm, you on team sober, team not sober?
Unfortunately, I'm sober.
All right, Malcolm, welcome to Big Dummy.
I'm in traffic.
Okay. Yep. All right, 99% off for life on the Men's Room poll. You taking transportation, taxes, drugs and alcohol, or entertainment?
I think I'm going to have to go with everybody else in transportation, man. Gas is too expensive and everything. And plus, I'll give me something nice, you know?
Okay.
By the way, someone here on the text line says, my name is Adam. Well, you're not Beast to us. Hello, Beast. All right, your question, what game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play?
Oh.
Very messed up person.
My goodness. What game was it?
Strip poker.
Chess? Was it chess?
Nope, it was croquet.
Yeah. Using flamingos and hedgehogs.
Okay.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you played croquet?
It's been a while for me.
Yeah.
Most all of my life.
Summer of preteens.
All your life. I played 2 summers ago. I have some friends that have a huge yard, right, and they broke it out with their kids, and I was like, yeah, let's give it some run.
I played it maybe 5 or 6 years ago over at Castle's place. He doesn't have kids.
Well, and my kids weren't there. That's when you really judge someone's lawn.
He had just trimmed it. I think that's why he broke it out. Yeah, like, right? Oh, we should play croquet on my nice short lawn.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
And then go outside.
Oh, God. Snarf and Lion-O are both characters from what cartoon?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I got this one. I love this. Oh, wait a minute. Snarf and Lion-O were from, the Thundercat.
Is that Snarf, 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 Snarf?
I was a little old for Thundercats, but I'm like, oh, I'll give it a shot, man. And the thing that ruined it for me was Snarf. Like, why was he even around?
What's the difference between him and Groot?
Groot can fight. Groot is not a coward. It's not what Snarf had to say. It's just like the Thundercats go like, look, man.
Kung Fu.
S is about to hit the fan. Everyone else is like, grab the sword. Let's do our thing. We ain't effing around. And then somehow Snarf and their buddies are like, oh, no. We're all going to die. Like, dude, shut the hell up.
Everybody's got that one dude in the crew. There's always a Snarf.
There's not always a Snarf.
Get in the goddamn fight tonight.
Who is the bitch in Guardians of the Galaxy? That's what I'm saying. They were ready to fight.
Raccoon?
He's a tree.
That raccoon.
Man,
he
mowed people down, bro. Because
he constructed bitch-ass guns.
Did Snarf never snap into action?
I don't believe he ever did.
Oh.
I don't believe he ever snapped into action.
He never, like, just kick somebody when they're already down? Like, come on, Snarf.
That's the director's cut.
Yeah.
Game is big
Snarf
dummy.
Snarf needs some action.
206-803 round.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Matt. Have you had a delicious Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing?
Yeah, I got it. Picked up a 6-pack last weekend.
Okay, cool. Where'd you get it at?
Where did I get it at? Safe Lane, sir, homie.
All right, very good. Okay, Matt, our Men's Room poll, 99% off for life. You taking transportation, taxes, drugs, and alcohol, or entertainment?
I'm just entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, here is your question. What Italian pasta is shaped like a wagon wheel? Now, so you got the corkscrews, you got the butterfly, what was that? I can't remember what to call it.
Fuselli?
Fuselli.
Good news, Matt, you're Italian.
Italian. I know, that's why I'm like hesitant because I don't think I know this.
Manicotti.
I don't know. I'm just going to. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, gnocchi. I don't know. I just like saying that word.
Yeah, say it again. Shaped like a wheel?
Shaped like a wagon wheel.
A pinwheel?
The Rotel. Rotelli. Oh, you know what I read today, man? And this, I don't know why this bugged me. So I'm a big fan of tortellini, right? No big deal. And a lot of the Italian pastas, they're shaped very specifically to look the way they look, right? And so apparently the tortellini is specifically made the way to look like a belly button. And I'm just like, now I'm picturing a plate full of, no, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But specifically for Aphrodite, right? But I'm just like, it's a plate full of belly button.
Here, Aphrodite, enjoy your belly button.
This is how we celebrate you. We want to eat your navel. What do you mean I'm weird? Put down the pepper spray.
Dude, if you had pepper spray back then, you could run. Like, yeah, sure. Yeah, they got a sword.
Right. Alexander the Great, have a whiff.
Right, I'm the king now.
Right. All right, your question. What product is made in a layer oven? I'm assuming, or a lure oven, L-E-H-R. All right, so what product is made in a lure or layer oven? Is it synthetic diamonds, steel, glass, or pizza?
Synthetic diamonds.
Pizza.
Glass.
Glass.
Of I was thinking the drawer oven. You know, like four drawers.
Somehow I knew you'd guess pizza.
Right? Yes.
Once I say it, it will be. All right, your question. What name is given to the longest day of the year? Monday.
Oh, the summer solstice.
There you go.
Boom. Yes, indeed.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we toast sportsmanship. Not sure. In the moments of competition, your adversary is your enemy. But at the end of the game, right, whatever sport you play, you should have an idea to shake hands and congratulate your opponent. Now, in professional sports, this is exemplified by the old jersey swap, you know, two athletes. They've been competing ferociously against each other. They find each other after the game and then exchange their jerseys, right? A sign of mutual respect. Well, last night, the NBA's Orlando Magic, they hosted the Toronto Raptors. Now, after the game, Grady Dick of the Raptors, he exchanged jerseys with one of the Magic's players, a guy by the name of Anthony Black. Now, naturally, the two pose for a photo op, holding each other's jerseys. All I'll say is, Dick stood to the left, holding Black's jersey, while Black stood on the right, holding Dick's jersey. The Orlando Magic shared a picture of the swap on X, but it was forced to later delete it due to loads of fans reacting to it. Stephen A. Smith even tweeted, quote, good Lord. While fans have, quote, dubbed it the greatest TV moment of 2024. Once again, I'll repeat this. This is two guys standing next to each other, holding each other's jerseys.
Known to have their last names on them.
Yes. And they're showing the last names. Showing, like I said, Dick from the Magic, I believe he was holding Black's jersey.
He was.
Black from the Raptors was holding Dick's jersey, and they hold it up, and there was the moment. If you're not processing this, just Google it. You'll see the image. It's a great picture.
They're both smiling.
Right, two guys. Yeah, they're just smiling.
They're playing against each other in college, too.
They are.
They obviously set this up.
Well, I don't know if they set it up, but they did say that Black, you could see him mouth the word F it. When the cameras came down, said F it. Let's just hold it up.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. That's
yeah.
Because the other one came over to him and was like,
I don't know.
We're going to do this?
Yeah.
We're
going to do it. I think it's great, man. So sportsmanship.
So wait till after the game.
I know.
But I would buy those guys jerseys.
I would know. Mm-hmm. I'd combine them. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Jameis Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Inside, I feel like the beast.
Hello, Malcolm. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Don't make Malcolm, him angry.
Malcolm, you on team sober, team not sober?
Unfortunately, I'm sober.
All right, Malcolm, welcome to Big Dummy.
I'm in traffic.
Okay. Yep. All right, 99% off for life on the Men's Room poll. You taking transportation, taxes, drugs and alcohol, or entertainment?
I think I'm going to have to go with everybody else in transportation, man. Gas is too expensive and everything. And plus, I'll give me something nice, you know?
Okay.
By the way, someone here on the text line says, my name is Adam. Well, you're not Beast to us. Hello, Beast. All right, your question. What game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play?
Oh,
very messed up person.
My goodness, what game was it?
Strip poker.
Chess? Was it chess?
Nope, it was croquet.
Using flamingos and hedgehogs.
Okay,
that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you played croquet?
It's been a while for me.
Yeah,
most all
of
my life.
Summer of preteens.
All your life. I played two summers ago. I have some friends that have a huge yard, right, and they broke it out with their kids, and I was like, yeah, let's give it some run.
I played it maybe 5 or 6 years ago over at Castle's place. He doesn't have kids, well, and my kids weren't there.
That's when you really judge someone's lawn.
He had just trimmed it. I think that's why he broke it out. Yeah, like, right? Oh, we should play croquet on my nice short lawn.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
And then go outside.
Oh, God. Snarf and Lion-O are both characters from what cartoon?
Oh, yeah, I got this one. I love this. Oh, wait a minute. Snark and Lionel were from, the Thundercat.
Is that snarf?
I was a little old for Thundercats, but I'm like, I'll give it a shot, man. And the thing that ruined it for me was Snarf. Like, why was he even around?
What's the difference between him and Groot?
Groot can fight. Groot is not a coward. It's not what Snarf had to say. It's just like
how
the Thundercats go like,
can
look,
of
man,
Kung Fu.
S is about to hit the fan. Everyone else is like, grab the sword, let's do our thing, we ain't effing around. And then somehow Snarf and their buddies are like, oh no, we're all going to die. Like, dude, shut the hell up.
You are.
Everybody's got that one dude in the crew. There's always a Snarf.
There's not always a snarf.
Come on, Miles, snarf! Get in the goddamn fight tonight!
Who is the bitch in Guardians of the Galaxy? That's what I'm saying. They were ready to fight.
Raccoon?
He's a tree!
Yeah, that raccoon!
Man,
he
mowed people down, bro. Because
he constructed bitch-ass guns.
Did Snarf never snap into action?
I don't believe he ever did.
Oh.
I don't believe he ever snapped into action.
He never, like, just kick somebody when they're already down? Like, come on, Snarf.
That's the director's cut.
Yeah.
Game is big dummy.
Snarf needs some action.
206-803 Rock.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Matt. Have you had a delicious men's room IPA from Black Raven Brewing?
Yeah, I got it. Picked up a six-pack last weekend.
Okay, cool. Where'd you get it at?
Where did I get it at? Safe Lanes, homies.
All right, very good. Okay, Matt, our men's room poll, 99% off for life. You taking transportation, taxes, drugs, and alcohol, or entertainment?
I'm just entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, here is your question. What Italian pasta is shaped like a wagon wheel? Now, so you got the corkscrews, you got the butterfly, what's that? I can't really call
Fuselli?
It.
Fuselli?
Feel silly.
Good news, Matt, you're pasta. Italian.
Rigatoni. I know, that's why I'm like hesitant, because I don't think I know this.
Manicotti.
I don't know. I'm just going to... Yeah, it's not... Yeah, gnocchi. I don't know. I just like saying that word.
Yeah, say it again. Shaped like a wheel?
Shaped like a wagon wheel.
A pinwheel?
The Rotelli. You know what I read today, man? And this, I don't know why this bugged me. So I'm a big fan of tortellini, right? No big deal. And a lot of the Italian pastas, they're shaped very specifically to look the way they look, right? And so apparently the tortellini is specifically made the way to look like a belly button. And I'm just like, now I'm picturing a plate full of... No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But specifically for Aphrodite, right? But I'm just like, it's a plate full of belly button.
Here, Aphrodite, enjoy your belly button.
This is how we celebrate you. We want to eat your navel. What do you mean I'm weird? Put down the pepper spray.
Dude, if you had pepper spray back then, you could run. Like, yeah, sure. Yeah, you got a sword?
Right. Alexander the Great, have a whiff.
Right? I'm the king now.
Right. All right, your question. What product is made in a layer oven? I'm assuming, or a lure oven. L-E-H-R. All right, so what product is made in a lure or layer oven? Is it synthetic diamonds, steel, glass, or pizza?
Synthetic diamonds.
Pizza.
Glass.
Glass.
Of
I was thinking
the
drawer oven. You know, like, drawer oven.
Somehow I knew you'd guess pizza.
Right? Yes.
Once I say it, it will be. All right, your question. What name is given to the longest day of the year?
Monday.
Oh, the summer solstice.
There you go.
Boom. Yes, indeed.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themen's room. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we toast sportsmanship. Not sure. In the moments of competition, your adversary is your enemy. But at the end of the game, right, whatever sport you play, you should have an idea to shake hands and congratulate your opponent. Now, in professional sports, this is exemplified by the old jersey swap, you know, two athletes. They've been competing ferociously against each other. They find each other after the game and then exchange their jerseys, right? A sign of mutual respect. Well, last night, the NBA's Orlando Magic, they hosted the Toronto Raptors. Now, after the game, Grady Dick of the Raptors, he exchanged jerseys with one of the Magic's players, a guy by the name of Anthony Black. Now, naturally, the two posed for a photo op, holding each other's jerseys. All I'll say is, Dick stood to the left, holding Black's jersey, while Black stood on the right, holding Dick's jersey. The Orlando Magic shared a picture of the swap on X, but it was forced to later delete it due to loads of fans reacting to it. Stephen A. Smith even tweeted, quote, good Lord. While fans have, quote, dubbed it the greatest TV moments of 2024. Once again, I'll repeat this. This is two guys standing next to each other, holding each other's jerseys.
Known to have their last names on them.
Yes. And they're showing the last names. Showing, like I said, Dick from the Magic. I believe he was holding Black's jersey.
He was.
Black from the Raptors was holding Dick's jersey, and they hold it up, and there was the moment. If you're not processing this, just Google it. You'll see the image. It's a great picture.
They're both smiling.
Right, two guys. Yeah. They're just smiling.
They're playing against each other in college, too.
They are.
They obviously set this up.
Well, I don't know if they set it up, but they did say that Black, you could see him mouth the word F it. When the cameras came down, said F it. Let's just hold it up.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. That's Because the other one came over to him and was like,
I don't know.
We're
going to
do this?
Yeah.
We're
going to do it. I think it's great, man. So sportsmanship.
Sportsmanship.
So wait till after the game.
I know.
But I would buy those guys jerseys.
Yes!
I would now. Mm-hmm. I'd combine them. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.